W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Attorney General Merrick Garland testifies before the House Oversight Committee later today. House Republicans are claiming the Justice Department has been weaponized, targeting President Biden's political enemies. Congress has until the end of the month to approve a new federal budget, or we could be looking at another government shutdown. Daycare owners in New York City facing federal charges after a one-year-old died after being exposed to fentanyl. Police finding a kilo of the drug being stored on children's play mats, says U.S. Attorney Damian Williams.
Because they were running a drug operation from a daycare center. A daycare center. A place where children should be kept safe, not surrounded by a drug that could kill them in an instant.
In Hollywood, talks are set to resume today in the writer's strike. Members of the Writers Guild have been on the picket line since early May. Hollywood actors remain on strike as well. This is ABC News. Underway now, the long process of collecting all the parts of a Marine Corps stealth jet that crashed in South Carolina. ABC's Jim Ryan has the details.
Nearly a full day after a Marine airman set the autopilot and ejected from the $100 million plane,
there's not much of it left.
Other pilots captured on liveatc.net spotted the debris field. Suffice it to say that
the F-35 is a very fast airplane.
ABC News contributor and retired Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard says the plane covered a lot of ground after the pilot bailed out.
It would have been at least 5 to 10 minutes to go 60 miles.
The fighter jet crashed in a wooded area north of Charleston and no one was hurt. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Disney has some big plans for its theme parks. The parent company of ABC says it will spend about $60 billion over the next decade expanding its parks, resorts, and cruise lines. That's almost double previous investments. Justin Finch, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Hour 2 of Mino and the Mayor, 7:06 on a beautiful Wednesday morning. 82 today. How great is that?
Perfect.
That's perfect.
Get the stuff done around the house.
Perfect weather. You know what this is perfect weather for?
It's
partridge hunting. Did you ever go partridge hunting?
No.
Do you eat those too?
Oh my gosh, yes.
They are a delicacy.
Yeah. They are so delicious.
He also wears them too, probably.
No, I used to put the feathers in my hat all the time.
I figured that. For some reason,
I can picture that.
Yes.
You've never hunted partridge?
No.
Todd, you ever hunt partridge? Nope. Did you ever hunt partridge?
Never, and I never ate them either.
Quick poll. And we'll have a wager on this. Who wants to wager? Lunch amongst the three of us.
Lunch.
That's going to be expensive. That's $100.
Well, no. We're going to take some gift cards. Lunch.
The depot. The Donald Driver statue place.
We're going to have lunch. Todd? I know I've got Todd doing like 9 different things back there.
Yeah, it's always fun working with John because I'm on the phone getting a guest on for him. I'm pressing the bell.
Todd. Texting poll.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever hunted partridge? I say yes. So we got one right there.
But John, okay, I will give you points on this. This isn't even going to be close.
What do you mean?
Nobody goes partridge hunting.
Everybody goes partridge. In the UP, everybody partridge hunting.
Okay, I don't know what
this is. Todd?
Yes.
Poor Todd.
Todd, this is only open to people that are from the UP.
Okay, that's totally here. Okay.
I can't prove that. I can't.
No.
They got to say what town they're from.
Nagani.
Yes.
Oh, then we're getting into moonshine and skinning raccoons or whatever you used
or
to
dogs.
Do.
Dogs.
Those would be other polls we'd
now,
take down.
No, John, we got to open it up to any listener. And I think the question, it's a simple question. Have you ever...
Partridge hunted.
The partridge
family. Oh, we got Brian? Brian!
How you doing?
Good, buddy. You're live on the air, so keep it clean.
Yes, Brian, please.
Yeah. This is Brian Rouse, Bay Area Diamonds.
My favorite.
Phenomenal, just phenomenal. And Brian and I and Jill went to Antwerp. What year was that, Brian?
Oh, boy.
I know. 10 years ago?
At least 10 years ago.
Yeah. And we had a phenomenal, we had such a good time. It was incredible. And, but Brian, here's my discussion this morning, okay? I said, okay, Jim, could I just say my thing?
Sorry, John. Okay, Brian, before you answer, let me just make a sentence after John gets done with his diatribe.
You can rebut. Brian, do you ever have ladies come to your shop, your beautiful, wonderful store on Military, and ask if the diamond they got was real?
Okay.
Jim, could Brian please speak?
I was just going to say, but Johnny, we said, but Brian... I want to ask a question.
What?
Okay, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah,
absolutely, they do.
They do, huh?
And how many if any, are married to people like John Mino?
What's that supposed to mean?
I think the laughter in the room says it all. Yeah. I mean.
Don't need an explanation. Brian, tell us, how many people come in and, you know, their dreams with Mr. Wonderful or whatever, now today Mrs. Wonderful, but whatever, they get this engagement, life commitment stone, and they come in and it's zirconian or whatever that's called. Or like Johnny got it out of the meal. His wife even just said, gee.
Happy meal.
Go ahead.
Happy
meal.
Anyway.
It was the last one left. Nobody often. Bought it.
No. Brian, what?
Go ahead, Brian.
It doesn't happen often.
Oh, it doesn't happen
often. It does happen. I mean, it's, you know, maybe a few times a year.
Now, isn't that the beginning of the end?
That shows a lack of trust on the woman's part.
It shows the lack of commitment and financial part on the man.
But why would she even think that to begin with?
John, quit putting it on someone else. This is all self-inflicted. Why would anyone lie to their life partner on something that they're going to have the rest of their life?
You're not really lying if you don't say.
A smaller real diamond is better.
Okay, Christy, you didn't listen to the show this morning.
I didn't.
I know, Johnny, did I say that? Mm. Todd, did I say that?
You did, yes.
Okay.
Todd, yeah. Stay out of this.
Yeah. We love you, Todd.
John, just on my side.
John, just pull me in when you need me. Yeah, say.
I'm the only one that can use Todd.
Right. This is...
Back off.
Use you when you need you, yeah. So, Brian, we've been to your store, and you can get a, you know, John prefers this fake, looks like something, whereas you have some very affordable diamonds. Now, I will say, when Don and I were there, we tried on that one diamond you had there, and I think it was $130,000. Did somebody buy that?
Well, the big oval. Sure.
Yeah. Did you sell that yet? Because I'm trying to make... It's gone? Damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, because you're... I was going to run down today, maybe pick that up for Donna.
No, we're starting, the show's starting to pick up steam.
Yeah, okay.
We're starting to get some, you know, our boss was in yesterday. Of course, Todd's our local boss. He keeps an eye on us every day, but we had Catherine in. And I just thought, John, if this really, really worked, maybe we could get to that.
Yeah, okay.
I'll take that over a silo.
Yeah. And a ship.
And Donna just drove off the road.
But Brian, what would you recommend? Would you recommend the piece of zirconian that really looks like something and just, hey, this is, she's going to love this. It's going to look great when you're out and about. Or would you suggest to the purchaser, look, there's a much smaller diamond, but it's real?
Well, I mean, we're here for the customer. So whatever the customer wants, but we make it real clear that if you want a big ring, and you're going to put the fake CZ in there, and you walk out of here, just so you know, she's going to know, and we're going to tell her the truth. And we've even had men that want us to put on the appraisal. They want us to lie on the appraisal.
Really?
That's great.
Yeah.
John, he does remember you.
Yeah.
Now you know why Brian and her are good friends.
I can think of a handful of guys that came in, and they're looking at these big 2 or 3 carats. They're putting on the show, and they come back later. And they're like, yeah, we're going to go with that ring, but just put a CZ in there for now. And if you could do me a favor, on the appraisal, could you put, it's a diamond. Wow. And I'll get one in a year or so. And we're all like, no.
No.
Wow.
Sure, it's insurance fraud, and you're just going to make us look bad. And then we tell them, you know, because we call our customers to bring it in to have maintenance done on the ring and to have it clean and everything. And if she comes in and she questions it, we're telling the truth. We're not going to get tied up in your lies.
So. Right. Good for you, Brian. And that's what I would expect from Bay Area for you guys. Yeah. But what I was saying earlier too, Brian, was, let's say you're getting started. You're in your, you know, 20, 24, 25. You scrape everything together and you get a small diamond engagement ring. And then let's say life is good to you and you make a little bit of money and you can. What you guys do there, and I think we've done this, is you can take that diamond and work it into another wedding ring and incorporate some jewelry. And right, I mean, you guys are kind of not off the shelf.
We have a lifetime trade-up policy. So, I mean, obviously, you should stay within your budget. We always want people to stay in their budget, whatever's comfortable for them. So, if they can only afford a half carat today, and in 2 years from now, you both have really good jobs, whatever you paid for that half carrot, we give you 100%. And so you can trade it up for that one carrot or two carrot, or I mean, whatever. We've got women that have traded up 5 or 6 times now.
But, okay, that's an option. But I just wanted to underscore what you did kind of for us is you can take that diamond and incorporate that actual stone.
Keep adding on.
And make it into a more beautiful piece of jewelry.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You guys have a whole designer and everything.
Brian, when are you going to take me to Antwerp again?
I'm going in spring.
Boy, that's a good time, wasn't it?
Let's set something up.
That'd be awesome.
So, John, because he's got an eye for that zirconian, is that why you go? Is that what you do over there?
We would. You know what? Brian and I got to this point. We're in this little hotel. Oh, this awesome little tiny place out in the country in Germany, and we would every time we open up our door in the morning, we'd like look around because we'd play pranks on each other. We'd have stuff falling down on each other and stuff. We're like these two crazy Americans. But Brian, another thing I want to talk to you about is we had such a great time at Oktoberfest. Remember that?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
What was
Somehow
that?
Somehow you got on stage.
Remember? Yeah, I was on stage. Oh, you know what I said?
Weird.
They had me up on stage Oktoberfest in Germany, and I go...
I just singing words. He doesn't know what he's singing.
I meant to say I love Germany, and I said, I am Germany. I'm Fraulein or something. And people like look at each other and I am Germany? American is standing up there saying, I am Germany.
And they all start chanting like those videos you see with Hitler. Yeah, great.
It really was. But Brian, what was that big, like a matzo ball thing?
How do I know? How do I know?
Exactly. Remember that, Brian? What was that?
The what?
The big, it was almost like a big matzo ball at the meal that they would serve. Do you remember that?
Oh, in Germany, you know, I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah. It's
really more the liquid there. But I remember
these waitresses. They would carry like what was like 8 of those huge steins at once.
In each hand.
It was mind boggling. It was unbelievable.
You didn't try to.
We would drink 8. Oh. Yeah.
We had a cook.
And that was just John's delivery.
Right. Exactly.
But that's true. I ended up on stage.
And then the chant began.
I am Germany.
That's exactly what it was.
I'm sure.
They all like looked stunned at each other. Like what? Then they started
there
politely
he is. Cheering. Right. There he is. There he is. That is the chosen one.
Yes. Eichnon Fraulein. Yes. All right.
God, that's
funny. Brian, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Brian, keep up the good work over there in the military.
Have a good day.
Right, love you guys. You guys are the best. Tell Jill hello. Say, brother. Yeah. Say, Ryan Rouse from Bay Area Jewelers. Yes.
Unmilitary.
Yes, unmilitary. Great place.
They do, and he's taken that building, and he's had events there, a little piano player, croissants, there's things at dinner.
Oh, they have a big Christmas thing there?
They do. Yeah, they do a nice job.
You know what I got from there one time that I still keep with me to this day? It's an authentic Swiss Army knife.
Really?
You know, people talk about Swiss.
Oh, yeah.
They are so cool to have. They're just the coolest things to have.
I received a Swiss Army knife from a, you know, we talked about those events. We had that Rear Admiral on earlier.
Yeah.
You know, they have these, you know, black tie events, right?
Yeah.
And you were at one, we were probably there together, but the Marines have one. And, he gave me one of those.
Those are cool, aren't they?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that I would use that. But it's just a great thing to have.
Yeah.
And Swiss Army knives are very special, as were our guests. So we're going to get
Christy,
back.
We're going to talk about what's going on in downtown Green Bay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we have something coming up on Thursday.
We got fun stuff coming up. And we've got a great friend of mine coming up. He's a local actor and a local entertainer. And that's all I'm going to say for now, because we're going to bring him in here and he's going to blow your mind.
He's great.
He's going to blow your mind.
I know him.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Mino in the mirror. Back after this.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Sh- show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Aminakusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Aminakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the rewards club booth at Ho-Chunk Aminakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 76. Southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 59. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 79. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Temps a bit above average. Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 70s to the upper 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 7:21 on a beautiful Wednesday morning. How gorgeous is it outside right now?
Is
it unbelievable?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Christy joining us right now to talk about all the great things happening in downtown Green Bay. Great time of year.
We love it down here, and Johnny and I talk about it a lot, but you know, we like the market that's right next to us. Obviously, Hagemeister's great, and so many other coffee shops and businesses. Delilah's just... Thursday, you know, we're neighbors here. I mean, we are, you know, we're the BMOC, but we are
BMOC. Boy, I haven't heard that term in a
what just happened?
Big man on campus?
I didn't even know what it meant.
Oh, no, you're young.
That's
you're
like
young.
From the 60s.
70s, John.
70s, okay. 70s. Early 70s.
Early mid 70s. I was there. Anyway, we are, you know, I don't know, catalyst is the right word, but we're a player. And
oh my
thanks
God.
To Christy.
Listen to this guy.
Well, Joe, Christy's the player. We're just a small part of it. But we're part of her organization. Anyway, but we're part of a neighborhood, a larger neighborhood, Johnny. And that's what I'm getting to, if you'd let me. Mm-hmm. So at the Meyer Theater on Thursday is an event in the morning. It's like coffee and croissants and meet your neighbor.
Yes.
And so Christy is going to talk about how the investment that she and her partners made into the City Deck Landing and then the businesses she recruited, and Johnny and I are one of those businesses.
Yes, absolutely. So in October of 2022, all the commercial space was vacant, and we created the Waterfront Market, Anchor Coffee, and then we were so lucky to sign a five-year lease with Civic Media and have these two gentlemen on board. And we're really excited and just happy to bring this entire block of Washington Street back to life.
I just want to clarify for our listeners, though. Mm-hmm. Civic Media signed a five-year lease with you for the building.
Yes.
Johnny and I are on a day-to-day.
Yeah.
Hour to hour. Todd, is it down to minute by minute?
Yeah. Remember, like in the old days, there'd be a red telephone for the president.
Right.
It's direct from just corporate.
Wait,
yes,
right.
Just wait.
Wait for the call from Madison. Yeah. So, all right, that's it. Pull him. Shut her down.
We hope we're here Thursday when you invited us to come and speak with you, but we have no guarantee.
None.
So, but we know we're going to pay the rent.
Yes. You always do. They always do. But yeah, we're excited. Having all the fun guests, just bringing this whole block back to life. Everything.
Well, this, you know what I think, this might sound like a little thing, but you know what is really cool is the, what are you going to call it? Not the statue, but the I Love Green Bay thing.
Yes.
You see that on Facebook.
All the time.
So many times. Like people from all over the country post that on Facebook when they come here for games.
We love that.
Yeah,
huge,
it was. I remember the day
attraction.
When I was here for the Patriots were playing, and everybody out there was wearing Patriot jerseys taking those pictures. It sounds like a little thing, but that's a really cool little thing.
Oh man,
monumental.
Yeah. There's some communities that have made it on the bench where they kissed in the movie and that, and everybody has a something. Now, obviously, Lambeau Field is a big something for us, but I think this overshadows that
the Heritage Trail,
the Curly Lambeau.
That's pretty cool too.
Well, that Curly Lambeau thing is cool to sit next to him and his dog.
Yeah.
But that I love Green Bay with that cheese, and that's what Johnny and I use for our
promotions. Our promo pictures. Yeah,
yeah.
I love that picture. I have it framed on my desk.
We
you
don't.
Do not. She's lying.
I know.
She's lying.
As we sit in our office.
But the day that they did the unveiling, that was the picture they used on the national news when we were ranked number one, the best place to live.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
that's
the picture.
Cool. Anyway, so that's right outside our studio. And John, you talked about, or Christy, promoting the downtown. You know, we're going to have some more events here. Now, granted, they gave us the early shift, so we are on from 6 to 8 in the morning. But on the 29th, we're going to have a little activity down here. We have Mad Dog and Merrill, who are friends of John and I, and those guys are great. They're the biggest promoters of fun food and a good time, and that's the 29th. But a lot of other things going on between now and then, too, Christy. I mean, you've leaned in here, farmers markets.
Oh, yeah, farmers market. I mean, we have Ed the Diver coming live in person tomorrow, which is huge. Ben Chan on Friday.
That is so huge.
From the Jeopardy.
For people don't know Ben Chan. Ben Chan is a professor at St. Norbert and one of the all-time greatest winners in the history of Jeopardy.
Yes.
And I'm nervous about
it. What if I take him on one-on-one and I beat him?
John,
what would you do?
That $130,000 diamond ring we just looked at, I'd bet that.
All right, sorry, Donnie.
Ain't going to happen.
All right.
Sorry, Donnie.
This guy's like those savant dudes.
What if we just did sports?
I'm just worried about communicating with him. I'll bet he could beat you in sports. That dude is so smart.
I'm not going to lie. When I was talking to him on the phone, I got a little nervous.
Right.
Yeah.
Those guys are like intimidating. I would rather talk to someone who's like, I don't know, a super athlete, super wealthy, even though I'm not going to achieve that. But this dude is, and I guess he's a really nice guy. I've never met him.
Yes, either have I. Either have I. This will be
so the
first.
Way we're going to do it, it's the three of you. Todd's part of it.
Yeah.
Right, Todd?
Yeah, I'll be in it.
Todd's in it, and I'm going to play the Alec Trebek character because I've always wanted to host a game show.
What does he sound like? If you're going to do an Alec Trebek.
Please do. John, what's he sound like?
No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to.
John's, okay. I don't know. John always wanted to play Alec Trebek or John just
wanted
to.
And welcome to Mind on the Mirror Jeopardy. Coming your way from the city deck in downtown Green Bay.
Can I just say Alex Trebek at this very moment is spinning in his grave?
Yes, whatever.
I know. Okay, I don't know.
Actually, it could be John. Was it Johnny Olson?
Yeah.
Well, Johnny was one of the announcers.
Okay. Yes. He was.
Yeah. But they have a different Johnny.
Who was the guy in The Price is Right? I was more of the plant sport coach.
Johnny Olson.
That was Johnny Olson.
Yep. Okay.
Johnny Olson speaking.
Todd knows everything.
Or The Price is Right.
He does.
Do you remember Janice Dickinson?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh my goodness!
What? No, okay. She was talented.
So did you hear?
She was very talented.
Hey, Donna White resigned. Did you hear that?
She resigned. Okay, I thought
she
resigned.
There was some talk
resigned.
That she was going to resign.
Oh yeah, no, she's making pretty good money for turning those letters around.
Boy, people are already ripping. Todd, you're a big game show guy.
Did you see that?
They're already ripping Ryan Seacrest. Well, he hasn't even started.
I can't stand the guy. He's taken all the jobs from other broadcasters.
He really. I mean, he gets any job he wants.
Pretty much. He probably could have this morning show if you wanted it. Talk about a phone call coming from Madison.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Make a call. Let me get rid of this guy.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I know, right?
Careful what you wish for.
Christy just said, she goes, when we were talking, and you didn't hear this, she goes, well, Todd knows everything. I'm like, we'll put an end to that on Friday.
I'm down for it.
We'll have him one-on-one.
We're all going to look a little more special.
Yeah. We are. I don't know. I might call in sick
that
day just to save face.
We've got a special guest coming up in just a minute. This is going to be a lot of fun.
He's in the house?
He's in the house.
All right, cool.
Stick with us.
All right.
Back after this.
I did snow and rain and a bright sunshine. Dragging the line.
Dragging the line.
My dog Sam eats purple flowers. We ain't got much, but what we got is ours. We did snow and rain and a bright sun.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Attorney General Merrick Garland testifies before the House Oversight Committee later today. House Republicans are claiming the Justice Department has been weaponized, targeting President Biden's political enemies. Congress has until the end of the month to approve a new federal budget, or we could be looking at another government shutdown. daycare owners in New York City facing federal charges after a one-year-old died after being exposed to fentanyl. Police finding a kilo of the drug being stored on children's play mats, says U.S. Attorney Damian Williams.
Because they were running a drug operation from a daycare center. A daycare center. A place where children should be kept safe, not surrounded by a drug that could kill them in an instant.
In Hollywood, talks are set to resume today in the writer's strike. Members of the Writers Guild have been on the picket line since early May. Hollywood actors remain on strike as well. This is ABC News.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Bug Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy, aboard this tiny ship. The mate was
that will be in my head all day.
Wasn't that one of the most fun shows of all time?
Bob Denver.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I met the skipper one time.
Well, really?
Yes, in old Tucson.
Hal?
Big guy, huge guy, like about 6'4", 300 pounds.
Alan Hale.
Alan Hale, very good. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Todd.
Todd knows it again.
We've got a very special guest on today. And he's just going to go by his stage name of Gizmo. Hello, Gizmo.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
Wearing a very cool Gilligan's Island the Musical shirt.
Yeah.
Which is coming up. And I those of you who don't know Gizmo, if you see Gizmo, you've been in Evergreen Productions for some time.
Yeah. Just about 20 years.
Now. Okay. Yeah. Just about. That's a pretty good run. And Gilligan's Island is a musical. I didn't know that till I talked to you before. That's actually music in there, and you're performing that.
Yeah. I'm going to be performing as the professor, which is just such a great role to play.
Well, I think he's still alive, correct?
No,
Marianne was the last to go.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Because
what about Ginger?
No, they're all gone.
Really?
Clean slate.
Oh, wow.
No.
Who's playing Ginger?
We've got a great, her name is...
Why? There's seven characters, John, and right away you go to Ginger. Why?
Janet Dickinson?
Well, I'll say this. Megan Wiseman is playing Ginger in our show, and she is just fantastic. She has just the voice of an angel, man. Just beautiful.
John's not as concerned about her voice.
What's that supposed to mean? Wow.
And she does look great in a dress. Okay. I will say that. Okay.
Todd, so just turn off his mic.
Well, just so you know, Ginger Tina Louise is still alive. So,
thank you. Yes.
Really?
Yes, she is.
Thank you, Todd.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I didn't know that. Anyway. I thought.
Because you're always wrong.
No.
This is a daily thing with these two.
Is he always wrong, yes or no?
No. Okay, thank you.
A lot.
All right. Let's
go.
Gilligan's Island, the musical. Oh, you are performing at the Webb Theater, which is cool because it's theater and around and people
where
can
is this?
Kind of,
I don't know where this is.
Right when you walk into it's at St. on the St. Norbert Caddis. Okay. In the Webb, there's a big stage, but this theater and around is great. Every seat is perfect, right?
Yeah, it's called a thrust stage. It literally thrusts out into the audience. Wow. And it's great because, you know, it's about 200 seats in there. And, you know, it's really intimate. And, you know, the props that we use, we try to keep them as real as we can because people can see them, you know. And it's comments on that over the years, you know, about how great things are with that.
And you talk about, you really feel part of that. I mean, that is a great theater. I bet it's great to perform in, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like absolutely. Everyone at St. Norbert's is just great. And you know, and everyone at Evergreen, same thing. You know, just a great group of people to work with. You know, everyone's really kind.
Who wrote this? Or is this, I should know this. Is this a Broadway deal that you picked up on? Did somebody write it locally?
No, Sherwood Schwartz, the guy that wrote Gilligan's Island, wrote this. So it's from, I think it was from the 70s or something. I'm not exactly sure when he wrote it, but it's sort of a combination of the first episode along with an episode that never made it to the air. So look at it that way.
All right, dude. You can't tell us because we need to go to that, but. Did you guys get off the island at the end or not? Don't tell me.
Absolutely. No, I'm not going to say.
Of course you're not. But that's coming up, and that's Gilligan's Island, the musical, which is, that's fun family entertainment. It's just anybody, and that's... Starts what, Friday? Thursday, Friday?
It starts this Friday. And it runs through next weekend. It ends on October 1st. We have a couple of matinees on the Sundays, and then most of the performances are in the evening, starting at 7, 7:30.
Who are some of the other actors?
Well, we got Gilligan, played by Jason Lalerzern. I'm not sure about his last name there. But what a great guy. He's just the perfect Gilligan. He's got this, you know, really good demeanor, and he plays the shy, you know, guy really well. The skipper, too, that's Randy Vogels. He's a really perfect skipper. This guy is just like everybody's been saying since we've been in, wow, you're the perfect skipper. And
nice.
Yeah. And then let's see. We got the millionaire, Brad Terrell. I'm not sure if we got that right. But he's a musician. He's been in a lot of shows, too. He usually plays in the pit.
I could see you being that guy. Love it. You can do that. You could be him.
And then his wife, Judy Patfield, she's really great too. She's been in a lot of shows. They're just the perfect couple. They got a really beautiful song at the end that's just perfect for the show. Let's see.
And then you?
Yeah. Well, there's me. I am the professor. And I mentioned Ginger. And then Marianne, Brandy Burris. I'm not sure, again, last name. But Brandy is just...
You're really good on these last
names. I know, right?
This is coming from John, who can't even stay Keurig.
But what Gizmo's saying is the camaraderie there is so great. They're all on a first name basis.
Absolutely. I've gotten to know them by first names. Like I said, I'm not really sure. But Brandy, our Marianne, is just beautiful. She's like an angel again, you know? Just the perfect Marianne, and she's got a song that, you know, will bring you to tears if you're in the right frame of mind, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful show and just a beautiful cast.
Sounds like fun.
I'm definitely going to that. I like the theater. I like, you know, 200 seats is great, and I'm definitely going to be there. So tell us what else going on in your life. I mean, you're pretty active, and I've seen you before. And
well,
Johnny,
you're an amazing magician.
You are incredible.
Magician.
And Johnny, tell him your story about how you and Gizmo...
Yeah, I had him at my my son's graduation party a few years back, high school graduation party. And the way I introduced, because he said, you know, I don't want to do it where I'm putting on a show or something like that. Just kind of, you know. So I had my family sitting at, you know, one table, all my brothers and sisters and everything. And I said, hey, I got a friend here, and he's by himself. He doesn't really know anybody here. Would you guys mind if he just sits with
you?
You know, they're like, oh, sure, absolutely. And he plays this, you know, naive kind of. Then he brings out a deck of cards.
Yeah.
It's like, anybody want to see a card trick? And they're like, Little, sure.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, you're here.
And then all of a sudden, dad's friend. Heard somebody scream. And it was my sister when he literally, I don't know what you did. You pulled a card out of her ear or something. And it was just like, from then on, it was game on. He went to almost every table, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I love the element of surprise, you know, and I love it when people sort of have the wrong impression, you know.
Exactly.
And that's always great. And I do love performing for people, you know. That's why I don't go on TV or any of that. I try to avoid videos, really. Just because I feel it just really hits people really, really good at their, and it kind of, people tell me a lot that it brings them back to feeling like a kid again when I perform. So that's like a home run for me.
How do you do? Do you just do like local? I mean, people just go to your website and hire you, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't get a lot of hits on the website because believe it or not, there's not a huge demand for magic in this area, but and that's really? Fine. You know, most of mine come from referrals or people that have seen me before, you know, like, oh, you got to see this guy. And even that can be a tough sell. I've done a lot of corporate events and people will, try to go to their corporate, you know, people and say, hey, we should get this magician in for our company party or picnic or what have you. And then they're like, we don't want him. We don't have any kids here, you know. I'm like, no, you got to see this
not,
guy.
No, so, it's not a no. kid show.
So I end up usually going to the office to demonstrate to the people who would be, you know, getting me. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we will have you. You're great. So I have to give them a little taste before the, so it can be right. a tough sell.
If anybody's out there thinking about getting somebody for entertainment for your thing, go to Gizmo. Just go to his website, Gizmo. You will not be disappointed with what he brings to the table.
I would agree with that. What's the website? Is it just gizmo.com?
Themagicofgizmo.com.
Okay, themagicofgizmo.com.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no. I think that's fun to have. And when my kids were younger, we would bring a magician in to do the birthday parties. And that magic, everybody loves magic, right?
And they really do. There's really no culture or age or anything for it because I've done plenty for, you know, I would say non-English speaking groups, if you will. And the same facial reactions, the same, because it's all visual, really. I mean, I do have some patter to try to sell the story or what have you, but, you know, people are just watching for what happens next. And when it does, they're just, you know.
I'd have 10, 12, 7-year-olds, you know, and then you guys are performing. And I'm like, do it again. I'm like the biggest guy.
That's
like,
that's true.
It's magic, right?
Yeah,
and that's like. When and I those teach, of us who think we can figure everything out, you guys are unbelievable.
I do teach it from time to time at different festivals and even at schools and stuff I've taught. And when I teach, I try to, you know, sort of send that message that you're creating a magic moment for someone. Don't try to think that you're better than them or any of that kind of thing. You're really creating a moment that they're gonna probably remember for the rest of their life if you sell it right, you know. Yeah. So
and I don't want to know how you do it. You know, I'm not one of those guys. No. You know what I mean? Like there was a TV show one time where they kind of like unveiled.
Yeah,
this,
that was who are those two guys?
Magicians Revealed. One of them's name was Valentino. He's not well liked in the magic community.
No,
no, the two guys. The one guy doesn't talk.
Oh no, Penn and Teller. Those guys are great.
Those guys are great.
Yeah. They have a way of sort of giving you what you think is sort of the answer, but then they do a little magic at the end too.
Yeah,
you know?
So yeah. We're with Gizmo, who's an unbelievable magician. Locally, and I had no idea you were so talented as an actor. So you sing in this?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I do.
The professor sings?
Yeah, I've got a couple of songs. I've got one that's a solo that
really
I'm not going to give away too much, but I sort of I get fed up with what's happening and I just sort of kind of let it go. So
wow.
Does he sing My Way? Because isn't the professor kind of
no.
Right. You mean the Sinatra song?
You know, like I was John.
I want that at my funeral. What? I do.
We just have to preface it with, I wish we would have done it my way.
Would you sing at my funeral?
So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Just
so no,
keep your calendar kind of open.
So speaking of other things coming up, I do have another show, if I could plug that.
Oh, absolutely. No, we're here to
I'm actually working with Footlights Theater. You can look them up. They did a dead celebrity monologue like back in February at the Tarleton. And it's just a sort of a tribute to celebrities that are either from Wisconsin or, you know, that maybe were famous or somehow famous just through something they did. And they're doing another one. And
what's the name of the program?
It's called Dead Celebrity Monologue.
So people from Wisconsin who made it big that are dead.
Yeah.
And then do we guess or do you tell us?
No, we're going to be sort of coming out and sort of doing a monologue and then saying who we are and then giving you our story and then you'd be like,
cool. Isn't our most famous dead celebrity Liberace?
No, I don't want to give away anything. But.
Okay, all right.
This is right up Todd's alley. Todd?
Yeah, Todd. Yeah, let's let Todd handle this.
Well, no,
good call.
Wouldn't you
Todd,
think?
Who's Wisconsin's most famous dead celebrity?
I mean, I know that he would be one of them, but I'm sure there's got to be others, right?
Well, I can say this. I'll say this. The celebrity that I'm portraying is probably Green Bay's most famous dead celebrity.
Ooh.
And he's famous not because of being a in the movies or any of that.
Curly Lambeau?
You're close. You're on the right
Bart
track.
Star.
I'll give you his name. His name
Vince
is
Lombardi.
His name is Willard Bent. Does that ring a bell with anybody?
Of course it's Willard Bent. Who the hell is Willard
Bent? Willard Bent. All right. I'm going to start to tell you
that
a little
was good.
Bit.
About... That's the first time I've ever seen right? you. Like, yeah.
Right? I'll give you a little bit, and then maybe it'll come to you.
I just was
Wait a minute. Todd, do you know?
No.
Okay. Willard Bent is was the guy back in the 1930s that fell off the bleachers at East High School.
And then sued the Packers.
And sued the Packers. See, I knew you'd know that. And he ended up winning, but he won enough money where the Packers had to file a type of, like, it was a type of bankruptcy.
Yep.
But then they had to-
That
they
saved
had to,
them.
Yeah, they saved really? Them. And then they went into that corporation, and then they reached out and they got money, and then they've been doing it ever since. So he sort of credits himself, if he were alive today, with- The reason the Packers are still here today
Isn't
and they
that
never leave.
Interesting. Yeah. Now that's cool.
Right?
Give us another one.
I'll still take Liberace, but anyway, that was a good story.
I didn't know he's from Wisconsin.
Milwaukee.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Charlton Heston from?
His wife.
Wisconsin?
Oh, his wife.
Okay.
Well, that's the one I'm portraying. I don't know who all the other celebs are.
Who are you?
I'm going to be portraying Willard Bent. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I will be coming out and saying, hey, I'm the guy, you know, and then I'll sort of give you a little bit of his story.
Okay.
But is Vince Lombardi, he's got to be one of them.
Gosh,
well,
I'm not sure. You could probably look it up on their website.
Okay. When is that event?
That's going to be running the first week of November.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, the next time we have you here, we want you to be a little bit more prepared. We want to know the names of your cast
and the last name.
We want to know. Give me a little homework.
Now that's funny.
Well, hey, I want to just quick give a shout out to you know every show that I've done takes a village, you know, and just like here, you know, you've got Todd behind. We've also got lighting people and music people and just such wonderful people. Everybody that I work with, they're just great, great people. I just want to make sure I got it.
If you guys do something that's not a musical, I want to audition.
Okay.
I was actor of the year at Mesabi State Junior College.
Yeah?
I know. I was too. I'm looking for my trophy.
He's one of those guys that came out in black and we did the applause, you know, like the stage, which are important people.
This is no lie.
I think you did.
I played Jim the Runaway Slave in Huck Finn.
Wow.
I really and truly did.
Okay. Yes. That's great.
Yes. We'll stay away.
That's the range.
You know,
that's range.
I just want to interrupt this conversation because Gizmo, what I'd like to work with you on is Mino and the Mayor, the musical.
Oh my God. All
right. That would be good.
That would be going to take some time.
Who would play him? You know what? You know who I'd get to play him? Ned the Dead.
Him.
There you go.
Ned the Dead would play him perfectly. Because Rudy Giuliani's busy.
I don't know.
No.
you are so much like Rudy Giuliani. And
Tony Shalhoub. Tony Shalhoub was a Green Bay guy. Would play a great mayor.
Would play me. He would play me.
You don't notice. See, John.
Would play me.
John throws me some. Yeah, he's like Al Pacino. Would play me. Maybe Tony Shalhoub. You know, it's like.
Gizmo, who do you think? Who do you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to show
you. No, go ahead. It's okay, Gizmo. Go ahead.
You know, I think you could play it yourselves. I think that would be fine. You know, you wouldn't need...
Johnny can't sing, though. See, Johnny can't sing.
You don't know that.
He thinks he can.
Gizmo, would you play me, please? Would you play the Todd Michaels part? I would be honored.
Sure, why not?
Okay, great. Okay, you could do that. You just have to get your hair redone, and it's called...
Yeah, you gotta get a fade.
It's called the fade.
Yes.
Whatever that is.
Okay.
Isn't his hair super cool?
Some people just have cool hair, you know.
20 seconds. All right.
Gizmo, it's great having you here,
Gilligan's Island. Yeah. Gilligan's Island at St. Norbert College, September 22nd. You can get your tickets,
good job, Jim.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I was prepared as our guest.
We'll find it. We got center break. Gizmo, great having you here. We'll talk more about this.
Thank you.
Down the road.
Thanks,
buddy.
Gizmo.
Back right after this.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libkey Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libkey Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920roofing today.
People you know, call 920roofing.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Test your home
for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 76. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 59. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. High of 79. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Upper 70s, Friday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Saturday, with highs in the low 70s and storms possible. Another look at the short range. We should top out around 76 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, wrapping up on a Wednesday morning, but it is time for, okay, give me the name of this trivia contest, Todd.
Well, it's Wednesday, so it's always a way back Wednesday.
Way back. Wednesday. I like that.
And how this works is I'm going to spin the wheel. We don't know what the category is going to be. We don't know what we're going to be talking about.
And we kept Gizmo over because you are a game show host. Is that correct?
I am. I host DJ trivia from time to time locally. So.
All right. Awesome. So Gizmo's as
why
our,
can't
as
I a, get a job like that?
That you could do
why
that,
can't I get
too.
That? I can't get, why can't nobody, why is anybody hiring me?
I don't know, John. We're going to work on that. Okay, all right. Way back Wednesday. Todd Michaels, the host.
Let me spin the wheel.
Oh, I like that. Look at that thing. I built that wheel. Great.
It's a little lopsided.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's it's made out of wood.
All right. So today on Wayback Wheel Wednesday, it's TV themes. All right.
Okay.
TV themes. All right. So it could be anything. I'll give you a couple
clues.
Gizmo,
do you need the headphones there?
You play along? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Gizmo's
all right.
On.
All right, here we go. So here's your first question. This show actually ran from 1982 to 1993 on NBC. It's an easy one. Here it comes.
Cheers.
Got it. Gizmo's okay, Gizmo. Got it.
Well, are we just supposed to shout it out, I assume?
Well, I guess, Gizmo. Hey. We usually let the song start.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
sorry. You should play by the rules.
Whatever you want to do.
Once you learn your castmate's last name.
and here we go. We are the hosts, but go ahead, Gizmo.
A point there for
the Gizmo show.
Okay. I'll give out an extra point, however, right. If you can tell me which game shows. Now, there's two of them, but one or the other. Which game shows Kirstie Alley from Cheers was on before she became...
Dating Game.
That's one of them. Ha! She was also on Match Game and Password Plus.
Oh, wow.
Just to name a couple. Okay. Right, second show. This one aired from 1989 to 1998 on NBC. Check this out.
Cheers,
The Cosby Show. Well, what'd you say?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld is right. Point on that one.
I could say Jerry Seinfeld, to be fair.
All right.
Wasn't it called the Seinfeld Chronicles to
why
start
did
with?
You
or
keep him on?
I don't know.
I know, right?
At least,
don't you have someplace to go, Gizmo?
At least he let one note get played.
Yeah.
All right. Name that, too.
Here comes no extra point on that one. Number three. This one was on CBS from 1972 to 1978. Check it out.
That's Cosby.
Nope, not Cosby.
Darn.
What's happening?
What's happening? Not right. I'll give you a clue. Suzanne Plichette was on the show.
Bob Newhart Show.
Bob Newhart.
Oh,
Johnny's got one.
There you go.
That one.
That was a good show.
Thanks. That was a great show.
That was a great show.
Great show.
Okay.
In fact, her character was Emily on the show.
Yes.
And this song is actually entitled Home to Emily.
Ah, did not know that.
Well, you do now.
I always wanted to live in an apartment like that in Chicago. Didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, they always had the coolest apartments.
The coolest apartments back then.
Did you see Bob Hope when he was in Green Bay?
Bob Newhart, yeah.
Bob Newhart or Bob?
Yeah.
I mean, Bob Hope was here too, but Bob Newhart.
Yeah.
When he was at the Carlton.
I saw him, yep.
He was funny.
Yeah, he was
He just came out with that clipboard. And I remember he got paid $100,000. He was here for a week, which is that a lot of money? I don't know. But. Whatever, it was just him, and I was just like surprised. We did the lights there, and you know, there's just like no big orchestra. It was just, I thought that's pretty good money, but he was really, really funny.
Yeah, that
was really
funny. That's a great story. Can we get back to trivia?
Absolutely. Thanks for keeping us on track, John.
Okay.
Two more for you this morning. This one was on ABC from 1977 to 1984.
Three's Company.
Three's Company is right, Gizmo.
I'm sorry. Should I just leave now?
Please.
Should have left 10 minutes ago.
Extra points for one of the other guys, if you can tell me who the original landlords were on the show.
Norman Fell.
Yep. What were their names, though?
The Drapers.
The Ropers. Mr. and Mrs.
The Ropers. You got it. Yeah.
I was just going
to
leave now.
You weren't supposed to be. This is for our extra points.
Okay. He can have that.
I'm just going to go now.
What did you take?
I mean, it's hard to keep track because he's got so many points, but Gizmo's way
ahead. Yeah. Okay. How would you know that? Would you take notes when you watched it?
Yeah. The hell? What are you doing Friday?
Right. Yeah. Bail us out of this.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Jeopardy, dude. Yeah. That's going to make. Yeah. Now, look, Gizmo, who's, you know, I don't know, Gizmo, you seem like a good guy. We got a guy coming that ran the tables on Jeopardy, and look how dumb he's making us look, Johnny. Yeah, I'm worried. Okay, all right, one more.
Final one this morning. This was on NBC from 1982 to 1986. Okay, good luck with it.
Take a breath, Gizmo.
Oh, God, you guys don't know this? It rhymes with bike rider.
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
It
rhymes with bike rider.
That's the only way I would have known it.
Right. Say there was a car named Kit, right? A talking car.
Yeah.
And who was the other guy that played the part?
Oh, come on, you guys. He had the burger video. Don't mess with the Hoff.
No, we have no
David
idea.
David Hasselhoff. There you go. Yeah. David Hasselhoff.
Wow. I'm disappointed in you two, to be honest.
Ooh, I feel like I'm like I should just like leave now.
Yeah, we felt that way a while ago.
Yeah, overspent my stay.
Yeah, about 6 minutes ago we felt
Ooh,
that way.
Boy.
Yeah.
Well, Gizmo, have a good life.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see you.
Great seeing you.
I'll see you guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Too bad we're busy.
I could have gotten some of those if they had gone longer.
Well, I know. If we'd have
gone longer.
If we'd have got 3 seconds,
that's
maybe.
That's not fair when you just blurred them out like that.
Right. I mean,
my bad.
Wow.
Ball hog.
You got any more?
Ball
that's
hog.
All I got this morning, but I love the line. God, you guys don't know this?
I know, right?
Okay. Well, Gizmo, I
was that David
Hasselhoff.
So, David Hasselhoff in both Bay Beach and
Baywatch.
Or Baywatch.
Yeah.
Not
and
Bay
he's,
Beach.
He's huge in Germany as
he
a
hasn't
singer.
Been here.
As
he
a
is.
Singer.
Well, he was big in Germany too.
Yeah.
He and I were both big in Germany.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, he didn't get up in front of people saying I am Germany.
I remember him performing when they were knocking down the Berlin Wall. Remember that?
Wow. Really?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I mean, I believe you, but I have no idea what you're talking
about. Gizmo, did you know that?
I did not know.
I'm going to that.
Size your castmates.
I'm going to St. Norbert to this Gilligan's Island, and I'm going to interrupt Gizmo.
Oh.
I'm going to say his lines before he says them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because he's supposed to be like the show and honor, honor the host.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. No. I'm going to do what he did to me.
I'm going to come with you.
As soon as he starts saying, let's, and I'll just start singing right in front of him.
What song do you do?
Well, I do a couple of songs. I do one that's it's in reference to some hieroglyphics.
Oh,
okay. I'll find it.
Yeah. And I do another one that's just referred to as my lament.
Lament.
Okay. Lament.
All right, I like it.
Anyway.
I'm not sounding like a weird guy, but does the ginger? Does she wear like the leopard skin dresses that she wore in the show?
Well, sounds weird.
She wears.
Yeah, that's
not at all.
Weird.
Not at all. That's not creepy. 7:57 in the morning.
Just a question.
Yeah.
Going back to Ginger, she is really great. No, she does wear the white dress that. You typically see on the show, and then they got her in a couple other outfits.
Do you know who dated her?
Getting tight.
You want to know who dated her?
Nobody on the show.
Paul Horning.
No.
Yes. Oh, Paul Horning dated her.
Wow.
Yes.
That's weird.
Well, in this
episode. Why is that weird?
Well, in our episode,
he wasn't back then.
He dated her back when he was the man.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
There may be some love interest in this episode if you come see the show.
All right. We're coming. So, and Gene Gunther is your
director. Just a fantastic director. Yeah. Really good. Really good.
We're going to see you. I don't know if I'm going to interrupt or not, but we are looking forward to September 22nd through October 1st, Gilligan's Island, the musical at St. Norbert College, the Webb Theater.
And if you want to hire an unbelievable magician, do not contact Gizmo.
Or a trivia guy.
If you want to be rudely interrupted on a radio show, Gizmo's your guy.
Go ahead. Wow. Gizmo, great having you here.
Thanks for coming in. We'll see you again.
Todd, thank you. We're out of time. My name is the mayor. See you.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.